Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Digital Minimalism. Today, we're diving into something super important, using technology to actually improve our mental health. I know, it sounds crazy, right? We hear so much about how screens are bad for us, that they're addictive, that they steal our attention and keep us up at night. But what if I told you there's a flip side to all this? What if technology could be a powerful tool to help us feel calmer, more focused, and even more connected? Ever felt like your mind was racing a million miles an hour? You know that feeling when anxiety starts to creep in, and it's hard to shut off the constant chatter? Well, there are actually some really cool apps and tools out there designed to help with that. Think of them as digital meditation guides or mindfulness coaches, all available right in your pocket. So, what can we actually do with technology to support our mental well-being? Let's break it down into five key takeaways. 1. Embrace mindful tech use. It's not about ditching technology altogether, though there's definitely a time and place for that, but about being more intentional about how we use it. Apps like Freedom or Forest can actually block distracting websites and apps during specific times, helping you focus on the task at hand or just enjoy some screen-free time. 2. Find your digital zen. There are tons of meditation apps out there, Calm, Headspace, Insight Timer, that offer guided meditations for stress reduction, anxiety relief, even better sleep. These aren't just silly relaxation tracks, they're scientifically backed techniques to calm your nervous system and clear your mind. 3. Connect with others, virtually. I know what you're thinking, don't we already spend enough time online? But hear me out, staying connected with loved ones can be a huge mood booster, even if it's just through a quick text or video chat. It reminds us that we're not alone and helps build those vital social support systems. 4. Explore online communities. Ever feel like you're the only one going through something? There are online communities for everything, from chronic illness to creative hobbies to simply finding others who share your interests. Connecting with people who understand what you're going through can be incredibly validating and helpful. 5. Be mindful of your feed. What you consume online directly affects your mood. Follow accounts that inspire you, make you laugh, or offer valuable information. Unfollow anything that brings you down, triggers negative thoughts, or just feels like a time suck. You're in control of your digital diet. Think about those times when social media got the better of you, maybe scrolling for hours until it was way past bedtime, feeling envious of others' seemingly perfect lives, or getting sucked into endless debates that left you feeling drained. Technology can be a double-edged sword, but by being mindful of our usage and choosing platforms and content that uplift us, we can actually turn those negatives into positives. Let me give you a real-life example. I used to struggle with anxiety around deadlines. My mind would race, I'd feel overwhelmed, and it was hard to focus. But then I discovered this app called Focus at Will. It plays music specifically designed to enhance concentration and reduce stress. It sounds crazy, but when I started using it, I actually felt calmer and more productive. Deadlines didn't seem as daunting anymore. Now, whenever I need to buckle down and get work done, I put on Focus at Will and it's like a mental game changer. So remember, technology isn't the enemy. It's a tool, and just like any tool, it can be used for good or bad. By being intentional about our tech use, choosing mindful apps and platforms, and setting boundaries, we can harness its power to support our mental well-being and create a more balanced, fulfilling life. Let's make this week all about embracing the positive side of technology. Share your favorite mindfulness apps, digital detox tips, or even stories about how tech has helped you in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe to Digital Minimalism, because who says self-care can't be a little bit techy? See you next time.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.